Water. The construction of the Indokini-Kogoro water pipeline to Gagiri Tanks water transmission pipeline, a project being funded by the French Development Agency at a cost of ₩8.049 billion, is expected to benefit over 1.2 million people. Engineer Alfixar Kithiko from Athi Waterworks Development Agency said the massive project, which is currently at 93% complete, is expected to deliver an additional 140,000 cubic meters of water per day to Nairobi, which is currently being supplied from Sasumua Dam, Ruiru Dam and Ngethu Indokini Dam system. Kithiko said the project, which is being constructed by China State and is expected to be complete by June 2024, is located in the three counties of Nairobi, Kiambu and Kajiado. This project that has received funding to the tune of ₩6.94 billion will include the laying of 55 km raw and treated water pipeline, he added. The engineer was briefing the National Government Development, Nairobi Regional, County Implementation Coordination and Management Committee on the status of the projects and programs undertaken by the Athi Waterworks Development Agency in a meeting chaired by the Nairobi Regional Commissioner Katie Mwanza held on Wednesday at the Regional Commissioner's Boardroom, Nyayo House. He at the same time announced that the construction of 11.8 kilometers northern collector tunnel funded at a cost of ₩9.2 billion by World Bank is complete and operational and will deliver an additional 140,000 cubic meters of water per day to serve 1.2 million people. The aim of this project is to support the healthcare, housing and settlement as well as transform the micro, small and medium enterprises economy, he stated. Eng. Kithiko also informed the committee that expansion works were still ongoing at the Dandora Estate Sewage Treatment Plant project in Ruai, funded by the government at a cost of ₩997 million to expand 7 wastewater treatment ponds and increase treatment capacity by 20,000 cubic meters per day. He said the project, which is currently at 95% complete, targets to benefit at least 200,000 people, healthcare, housing and settlement and to transform the micro, small and medium enterprises economy. Kithiko, however, pointed out vandalism of the treatment plant wall is the major challenge to the project. Other projects being undertaken by the Athi Waterworks Development Agency include the construction of Nairobi informal settlements water and sanitation intensification works funded by African Development Bank. It includes construction of 25 ablution blocks and 35 km of simplified sewers to achieve at least 700 last-mile household connections, which will be located in Dagareti, Embakasi, Kamakunji, Kibra, Makadara and Mathare sub-counties. The African Development Bank has also funded the constructions of the reticulation sewer project at Kahawa West, Gathurai and Kahawa Sakari at a cost of ₩2,154 million and the Kasarani-Mwiki sewerage improvement project at a cost of ₩1,794 million, targeting 110,000 beneficiaries, which are ongoing. Regional Commissioner Mwanza told the regional and county heads of departments to submit the reports of the government-funded projects and programs they are undertaking to enable the committee fast-track, implement, monitor and evaluate them. We need the reports so that the committee can advise, and if there are bottlenecks, we escalate them to the next level, he said. The RC also called upon Kenya National Highways Authority, Kenya Urban Roads Authority and Kenya Rural Roads Authority to work as a team and in collaboration with the sub-county DCCs so that the projects and programs they are undertaking run smoothly.